Morning. Thank you for joining us. Today's daf is daf Nun Hey. Let's start on the bottom again of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We're dealing with the topic of Tisha B'Av and comparing Tisha B'Av to communal fast days that would be enacted for lack of rain. And comparing Tisha B'Av to Yom HaKippurim. So the Gemara had said there's a brisa that says there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. What you can't do on Yom Kippur, you can't do on Tisha B'Av. The exception is Safek. So the Gemara thought that that's referring to Bein HaShemashos. It's not referring to Bein HaShemashos. It's referring to Kiva D'Yarcha. If you're not sure of the day, so on Yom Kippur, Safek is Machmir. You keep 2 days. On Tisha B'Av, Safek, when you're in doubt, you're Meiko. You only have 1 day. Says the Gemara. Now 4 lines down and the wide lines on Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Halachal Dvareihem Zevezeh Shabbat. Implying that other than the issue of Safek, Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur in regards to everything else. Now, we know there's a law of not bathing on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av. Sounds like Mesayel Rebbe Elazar. This is a proof to Rebbe Elazar. That on Tisha B'Av, the bathing that you can't do is like on Yom Kippur. You can't bathe even a finger. Amar Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar used to say, Asa lo la'adam shiyoshet etzpo b'mayim b'tisha B'Av. A person's not allowed to put his finger into water on Tisha B'Av. K'derech she'asa lo'hoshet etzpo b'yom ha'kippur. The same way he's not allowed to put his finger into water on Yom Kippur. Unlike a communal fast day, where the prohibition is only on bathing your face or your whole body, on Tisha B'Av you can't even bathe a finger. Ask the Gemara Meisvei, is that really true? I'll challenge you. We learned in a brisa. Ain't been Tisha B'Av atanas tzibur. There's no difference between Tisha B'Av and a communal fast day. Ela shezeh aser ba'asiyas melacha. The only difference is Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to do any work. I'm sorry, in a communal fast day, you're not allowed to do work. Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do work. Only if there's a minhag, you wouldn't do work. Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do work. So, B'makom Shenagu, in the place where they have the minhag to do it. But in regards to everything else, it's like a communal fast day. So it sounds like in regards to everything else, it's like a communal fast day. You look up in a seaboard tanya in regards to a communal fast. You have a brisa which says kasham rasa b'ruchitza when they said you can't bathe lo amur ela kol gufa. That's only bathing the whole body. I'm a part of the other v'ragul lo, but you're allowed to bathe the face or the hands or the feet. So I'm Rav Papa said no. Don't keep deducing from the language of these brisos when it says there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, but there's no difference between Tisha B'Av and a communal fast day, but. Does not mean that everything but that, but they're the same. It's just talking about leniencies. Tisha B'Av is less than Yom Kippur, and that Tisha B'Av, in the case of Safek, you don't do it. Yom Kippur, you do twice with Safek. Tisha B'Av is less than a communal fast day. A communal fast day, you're not allowed to do work. Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to do work in a makom where they have the custom to do work. So the Rapapi answered, Tana, the Tana, Kuli Kuli Nakat. He's just listing leniencies. Kuli Kuli Katani. But in regards to the stringencies, that not. So it could very well be that Tisha B'Av has the stringency of not bathing at all, even though it's like a communal fast day. Whereas on a communal fast day, you're only not allowed to bathe your whole body, but you are allowed to bathe a finger. All right, going back to the Mishnah spoke about how Talmid HaChachamim do not do work on Tisha B'Av, B'chol Makom. Shimon ben Gamliel said, every person should make himself like a Talmud Chacham. Asks the Gemara. The Memra. Does this imply to say that Shimon ben Gamliel savar lo chashin liyuhara? Shimon ben Gamliel is not worried. Don't act in a certain excessively religious way because it's arrogant. He's not worried about possible displays of arrogance. Rabbanan Savri Chashin Liyuara. Whereas the Rabbanan, they are worried of don't act in a certain way because it might be a display of arrogance. But we heard the exact opposite in terms of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel and the Chachamim. It's not as we learned in a Mishnah. Mishnah in Brachos tells us when somebody gets married to a basula, when someone marries a virgin, so he's very preoccupied and osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah, because he's busy with one mitzvah, he's exempt from others. Mishnah says, chasan im yirtzeh likros kriyat shema, chasan though, he's exempt from reading kriyat shema, because osik b'mitzvah, patur min ha-mitzvah. Rabbi Gamliel himself, he read kriyat shema the night he got married. So then the Mishnah goes on, that the chacham hold chasan im yirtzeh likros kriyat shema la'ala rishon chore. Any other chasan also, if he wants to read kriyat shema, he could. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, local aros lethal is Hashem Yavu V'yitzol. Not everybody can do it. Only the big Talmidei Chachamim. But anybody else who acts that way, it's yuhara, it's arrogance. So here we have a contradiction. Here Rav Shimon Gamliel says, everybody should act like a Talmud Chacham. He's not worried about arrogance. And in regards to Masech de Brachos, Rav Shimon Gamliel was worried about arrogance. Amar Rav Yochanan said, Mechlef Sashiti, you have to switch, who said what? Rav Shish Rav Yidi Amar, lo tzipuch, you don't have to switch. It's not a contradiction. It's not a contradiction in the Chachamim, but there they say, be worried about Yuhara. Here they say, don't be worried about Yuhara. I'm sorry, here they say, be worried about Yuhara. There they say, don't be worried about Yuhara. Oh, over here, everybody else is working. Here, this guy is acting like a Talmud Chacham. He's not doing the work. That looks like Yuhara. It does look like arrogance. I've lost him over there. Everybody else is reading. He's also reading Kriyat Shema. But Mezikura, it doesn't look like arrogance. It's not a display of, oh, I'm more special. He's doing what everybody else does. Everybody reads. He's reading. Therefore, it's allowed. Rav Shimon Gamliel is not a contradiction to what Rav Shimon Gamliel said. Here, Rav Shimon Gamliel says, everybody can act like a Talmud Chacham. And there, Rav Shimon Gamliel said that not everybody should act like a Talmud Chacham. It's not a contradiction. Awesome, going to be in a Kavana. There, when we're saying Kriyat Shema, we know that you have to focus. You have to really feel it, that you're accepting the yoke of heaven. Anan Sadi, we're confident. Lo Matzik Kivni Daite. He can't be Mechavim. Therefore, Mechzik Yura. That's why it looks like arrogance. Avalach lo Mechzik Yura. But here, it doesn't look like arrogance. Ami Melachahi de Lesle. Because people just say, why is he not doing work? He doesn't have any work to do. Because he come but go out and see how many people there are out in the market who don't have work to do. Therefore, it's not Yuhara. All right, going back to the issues of the beginning of the Perek. At the beginning of the Perek, we had a Mishnah that taught that on Erev Pesach in the morning, can you do work or not? That's a question of a minhag. Some people have a minhag to do work in the morning. Some people have a minhag not to do work in the morning. But after the morning, after chatzos, everybody agrees you don't do work based on the fact that that's the law now, not to do work. And in terms of why that would be the law, that's a machlokas rishonim. Some say that that's based on the concept of you're bringing the Karban Pesach. So busy with the Karban Pesach, you can't be doing any work. And others say that it's so that you'd have focus, you'd have time to be able to make matzos and prepare for Pesach. So that was the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek. Now the next Mishnah goes back to the topic of Erev Pesach. It says the Mishnah, Chacham say, Yehuda Yosim Malachim Arvi Pesachim Ad Chatzos. In the land of Israel, in Judea, they would do Malach on the morning of Erev Pesach. The Galil and the Galilee, Lo Yosim Kol Ikar. They didn't do Malach in the morning of Erev Pesach. They didn't allow it at all. What about the night before in the Galilee? Halayla, Beishamai Osum. Beishamai say in the Galilee that was also prohibited. Beisil Benjir, not an Eitzachama. Beisil would permit until sunrise. Not only till dawn, till Halos HaShachar, but till sunrise. So says the Gemara, I don't understand. Meikar, Tana Min Haga. Initially, the Tana, the first Mishnah, said that everybody can do work, really, on the morning of Erev Pesach. They just give him in Hagim. Some people have accustomed not to, some people have accustomed to do it. But now, this Mishnah starts to say that there's prohibition. The Mishnah says, Beishamai Usra, not the Beishamai, so there's a minhag not to do it. Beishamai, so you're not allowed to, as if this is all Mi'ikar Adin. This is laws, this is not minhag, not just customs. These are legislations. So Rabbi Yochanan, it's lo kash, it's not a contradiction. There are two different opinions, whether on Erev Pesach it's just a custom not to do work, or whether on Erev Pesach there's actually a legislation not to do work. And there's an argument how far that legislation went. So Rabbi Meir, the first Mishnah that thinks it's all customs, that's Rabbi Meir. But this Mishnah that talks about prohibitions is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. The time is living in a bride, so Rabbi Yehuda, said, but Yehuda, you owe some malacha, barbe psachim al chatzos. In Judea, they do malacha, they would do malacha on Erev Pesach until the middle of the day. The Galil ain't an osen kol ikar. The Galilee, they felt that this prohibition of doing malacha applies for the morning, and you can't do it at all. Amar Rabbi Meir. Meir says to Rabbi Yehuda, "Marai Yehuda the Galil kan. What's the proof from Yehuda or the Galilee to here? It's nothing to do with what they would do, whether they held it was prohibited or they held it was permitted. Elamakam shenagu lasas malacha osen. In those places where the custom is to do the malacha, they would do it." Those places where the custom is not to do it, ain't osim, they wouldn't do it. So when you cover Meir Minhaga, Meir is saying that it's all a question of what's the minhag. That implies that according to Yehuda, it's not a question of what's the minhag. According to Yehuda, it's actual prohibitions. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda, Arba Asim Mutar Asiyas Malacha. Does Yehuda really hold that on Erev Pesach, you're allowed to do work in Judea in the mornings? Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yehuda says, "I'm an akish b'shlosh asa. If a person was weeding, pulling out weeds on the 13th of Nisan, and he wants to replant the wheat that he pulls out because he wants it to be permitted through the Minchas Omer. Excuse me, just for one moment. Again, Rabbi Yehuda said, if somebody was weeding, he was pulling out weeds." On Erev Pesach, on the 13th of Pesach, and he ends up pulling out v'nekra biyado, and he pulls out some wheat when he's pulling out the weeds. So then shoslo b'makom atid, he should replant it in a muddy place so that it will take roots, and by the time you get to the second day of Pesach and the offering of the Minchas Omer, it'll be permitted through the Minchas Omer. In Shulchan Makom Agard, you shouldn't plant it in a place that's dry, because then it's not going to take root, and then the Minchas Omer won't permit it. And he won't be able to eat it until next year. Okay, so now, the Yehuda's case was, he was pulling out weeds, and thereby pulled out wheat, on the 13th. So Shulchan in, it sounds like only on the 13th. Arba Salo, not on the 14th. So if he holds that you're allowed to do work in Yehuda, the area near Yerushalayim, on the 14th in the morning, then they should talk about a case of pulling out wheat on the 14th. Why would the 14th also work? Nechti, let's take a look. Shemina, the Rebbe Yehuda, we know the Rebbe Yehuda holds generally, kolar kava, shena koletas, shosha yamin, shuvena koletas. It normally takes within 3 days for something to take root. Okay, so isagadaita, harvasam, utabas, yas malacha. If you're going to tell me that on the 14th you're allowed to do work, why do you have to say that the case is on the 13th? Let him be picking the weeds on the 14th. He mistakenly picked out wheat, and now he can replant it. And when he replants it, he's going to have the 14th, 15th, and part of the 16th. And then on the 16th in the afternoon, when they bring the Minchas Omer, he could permit it. So Rava gave one answer. Rava Begalil Shan, this Raisa was talking about in the Galilee, where not the custom, the according to Yehuda, the law in the Galilee was, the law in the Galilee was that they don't do any work on the 14th. So if you talk about the Galilee, Ma'ika Laila, but even there they would be doing work on the night before, the night of the 14th. Amar Rav Sheshet, she said, no, maybe Rav Yehuda holds like Beishama that you can't do work on the night of the 14th. Rav Ashi said, another answer. La'olam, we're on Nun Hamad Aleph. Rav Ashi said, La'olam, really, Rav Yehuda holds like Beis Hillel that you can do work on the night of the 14th in the Galilee. But rather, the reason why he didn't say a case that they were picking the weeds on the night of the 14th, it's not normal for people to pick weeds at night. Ravina said, "La'olam Yehuda." We are talking about in Judea, and if Yehuda holds in Judea, they're allowed to do work in the morning. That's what they held. They held that you were allowed to do work on the morning of Erev Pesach. So we said, why did Yehuda have to say the case that if a guy is picking wheat on the 13th, let him say if he picks wheat on the 14th, let him replant it. The answer is Bashar Asha. When we talk about something taking root, that it needs 3 days, it has to be at least 2 full days. We can say about 1 day, part of the day is like the whole. To say that 2 partial days are like holes that we don't do. Right, continuing on with the issues of doing work on Erev Pesach, according to Rabbi Meir, it's a question of minhag. Some places have the minhag to do work on the morning, some people not. It's just customs. So now the Gemara says, even though according to Rabbi Meir, let's say in certain places there was the minhag not to do work, Meir says, Kal makam shitchuba, even in a place where they had a minhag not to do work, in any malacha that he started to do it, kodom al arba asar, before the arba asar, before the 14th, since he already started it, gomer of arba asar, he can finish it on the 14th. He shouldn't start work initially, arba asar on the 14th, even though you can finish it before the middle of the day. Chacham say another view, which is lenient. Shalosh umios osin, there are 3 craftsmen that they are allowed to do their work. Osim alach, they're allowed to do their work. Ba'arvei Pesach mad chatzos, in the morning of Erev Pesach, even in a place where there's a custom not to do work. Ve'eluhein, these are the 3 chayatim, the tailors, saparin, the barbers, kovsin, the people doing the laundry. Because we don't afratzan, even those making the shoes. Says the Gemara, he barely had a question. When Rabbi Meir says that even in the place where they don't do work, you're allowed to finish work. What type of work is he allowing you to finish? Letzorech ha-moitznan, is he allowing you to finish the work that you started that you need for Yom Tov? Avashol letzorech ha-moit afilu migur namilo. But if it's not needed for Yom Tov, even if it's just finishing, you can't do it. Oh, Dilmar, maybe shalol letzorech ha-moitznan. It's talking about work that you don't need for Yom Tov. Work you don't need for Yom Tov, he's allowing you to finish. Aval letzorech, but when it's something that you need for Yom Tov, even Rabbi Meir would say petchuli matchilina, you're allowed to even start the work on erev Yom Tov in the morning. Well, do more maybe being the tzorech moed ben shluch tzorech moed, whether it's needed for the Yom Tov or not needed for the Yom Tov, migmarin allows you to finish both of those cases. And in both of those cases, it's chulei lo, it doesn't allow you to start. Tashma, maybe the following is a proof. We learned in a braisa, Rabbi Meir is speaking, you shouldn't start a malacha initially, you should initiate work on the 14th. And afilu tziltzul katan, even if he's only trying to make a little belt, afilu svacha ktana, even if he's only trying to make a small hair net to hold the hair of a woman. My afilu. Why does it say even? Lav afilu hani d'letzora chamoi. Even though these are things that are needed for Yom Tov, you're allowed to finish, but you're not allowed to start. Nechlal, that implies the shalol tzorech, that if it's not needed for the Yom Tov, you're not even allowed to finish it. If it's not needed for the Yom Tov, you are allowed to finish it. Umay afilu, why even these things? Afilu hani nami, even these things is which you that are very small. Starting them is the finishing. And therefore not chabu nami. If you even start, you can't. Tashra, maybe this is a proof to answer our question. Lent in a Bryce Rabbi Meir, Omer Meir says, any work which is needed for Yom Tov Gomra, Barba, so you can finish it on the 14th. When is that so? If you started before the 14th. But if you didn't start before the 14th, even though it's for the moed, you shouldn't start it on the 14th. And I feel it's still kata, even a small belt, I feel svachaktana, you shouldn't start on the 14th. Now, what does the Braisa say here? The Torah Chamoed in. Things that are needed for the Yom Tov that you can finish on the 14th. But you're now allowed to start things that aren't needed, things that are not needed for the Yom Tov. Shalol tzorech ha-moed, lo, you're now allowed to finish. So that should prove the answer to one of our questions. I don't know. Maybe even things that aren't needed for Yom Tov, you can finish. But the point of this price is to tell you, even when it is something that you need for Yom Tov, migmarin, you can only finish. Atkuli lo, you can't start. Tashma, maybe this is the final proof. Lent in a price, Rabbi Meir says, Any work which is needed for Yom Tov, Gomra, you can finish it. Bar Ba'asar on Erev Pesach. But work that's not needed for Yom Tov, Asar, you're not allowed to finish it. And you're allowed to do work on Erev Pesach till Chatzos, B'makom Shenagu, where they have this custom to do it. So now, the fact that Bryce is talking about finishing for the sake of Yom Tov, and it said you could finish on Erev Pesach, it sounds like B'makom Shenagu in a place where the minhag is to do work, that's where you can finish. Lo Nagu, in a place where there's no minhag to do work, lo. So Shema Minas, so you see from here like this. Tzara Chamoedin, you're allowed to finish work for Chalamoed, for Yom Tov. Shalom Tzara Chamoed, lo. If it's not for the sake of Yom Tov, you can't finish the work. Shema Mina, that's in fact the final proof. All right, then the Mishnah said, Chacham say Shalosh Umnios. The Chacham have another leniency. They hold that there are three crafts, that craftsmen that are allowed to happen on Erev Pesach. Why do they permit the tailors? Because this law of not doing work on Erev Pesach is certainly less than not doing work on Chol HaMoed. And since we know, we learned in a Mishnah in Moed Katan, Shekein Hed Yotofer Kedarko B'Chol HaShol Moed, a person who's not an expert tailor is allowed to tailor his stuff on Chol HaMoed. So therefore, since there's tailoring allowed on Chol HaMoed, certainly some tailoring is allowed on Erev Pesach. Tzapar V'Kovsin, the barbers and the laundromats, if somebody comes from a distant country, or somebody gets out of jail, they're allowed to have a haircut, and they're allowed to wash their clothing on Chol HaMoed. So if they're allowed on Chol HaMoed, it's allowed on Erev Pesach. If Yosef Yehuda said, even the shoemakers, wash can ole regalim, because the ole regal, if they have to fix their shoes, can fix it on Chol HaMoed. And for Erev Pesach, which is less than Chol HaMoed, also you can have shoemakers working. But my kriyfki, what's the argument between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosef Yehuda? Mar Savar, one holds the Medim Tchilas Malacha Mishav Malacha. We can say that we permit you to start the work from the very fact that we allow you to end the work. So since we allow on Chol HaMoed to repair shoes, therefore on Erev Pesach we would allow you even to start making shoes. Mar Savar, the other one holds, no. The fact that they allowed you to repair shoes on Chol HaMoed doesn't mean that we can have the shoemaker open making shoes initially on Erev Pesach. Right, more laws about Erev Pesach. You're allowed to take the eggs and put them underneath chickens on Erev Pesach so that the chickens will warm the eggs and the eggs will become chicks. The Arba Asa. Not only can you put the chickens on the eggs, or put the eggs back under the chickens. Tarnagola Shabarcha, if you had a chicken on an egg and then chicken left, you can bring it back. In Mesa, and if that chicken that was sitting on the egg died, you can put another chicken on the eggs. Right, another law. Gorfin. Gorfin mitachas ragli behema ba'arba asar. On Erev Pesach, you can take the pitchfork and gather all the waste that fell from the feet of the cow or whatever domesticated animal and clear it out. You just move it to the side. You can't clear it out entirely. That's too much work on Chol HaMoed. Another law, malichin kelim. You're allowed to take utensils that are ruined and bring it to the craftsman on Erev Pesach. And you can go to the craftsman and pick up things that he prepared and bring them back home on Erev Pesach. Even though you're not planning to use it on Yom Tov. All right, starting about the chickens on the eggs. Ask the Gemara, Ashtos, if you must mean on. Now that we said you can put the chicken on the egg initially, do I have to tell you that if the chicken ran off the egg, you can return the chicken? Rabbi said, Seif Asan L'Chol HaShemoyed. The fact that you return the chicken is not referring to Erev Pesach, that's referring to Chol HaMoed. Amar Ravuna said, Lo Shana, this law that you can return the chicken on Chol HaMoed is Elatosh Loshim Lemirda. Chol HaMoed is within 3 days of when the chicken ran off. That there's still some warmth within the chicken. And also, V'achar Shlosha L'Yishivasa, that the chicken that sat on the egg for at least 3 days. The Pasul Ebele Gamri, at this point, the eggs are ruined from eating. No one's going to eat them anymore. So you just need chickens to be on them to keep warming them and developing chicks out of them. So if you don't come back, if you don't get that chicken back, you're going to lose the egg entirely. But if it's already more than 3 days since the chicken ran off, so the chicken doesn't have internal heat, the parach latzirmimina, or it's toch shlosh liyishivasa, the chicken only sat on the egg for less than 3 days, now the eggs haven't been ruined, so then lo madrin, you can't put the chicken back onto it on Chol HaMoed. Rabami and Rami said, afilu toch shlosh liyishivasa, even if the chicken ran off when it had only sat on the egg for less than 3 days, madrinan, we would bring the chicken back and put it on the egg. My kavifki, what's the argument? Marasava one holds lehefsim rumer chashim. They were worried about major losses. So if the chicken had already sat on the egg for more than 3 days, and now there's a major loss because now you can't use it for eating, no one's going to eat it. Only can become a chick that they permit. Lehefsim muat. But for a minimal loss, let's say it left with, it only sat on the chick for less than 3 days. So, you know, people who are rough guys, they'll eat it. They'll eat it. So you do have a market. It's just it's a smaller market. You'll make less money, but you could sell it still. Well, chashu, that they weren't so worried about. The other one held, I said, would not be chashu. Even for a small financial loss, they are worried, and therefore you're allowed to bring the chicken back. All right, then we learned about removing the manure, gorfin mitachas ragli behema bar ba'asar. On Erev Pesach, you can, you know, collect all the manure and take it out. Chol HaMoed, you just move it to the side. The manure that you have in a courtyard, move it to the side. And that which is in the stable, or shebachatzer, or in the courtyard, you take it outside, all the way to the garbage dump. So I said, "Gufa kasha, have a contradiction." Amart, you said in the beginning, "Zevel shabu chatzim esalkan olit stadim." The manure in the courtyard, you just move it to the side. But Tani, then you said, "Shabaref shabu chatzer." The manure that's in the courtyard, matzinos laashvi, you can carry it all the way out to the garbage dump outside of the courtyard, not to the side. Amar by answer, "Lo kasha, not a contradiction." Kan ba'arba, one is referring to the 14th of Nisan, Erev Pesach. Then you could move it to the side. And then you can take it to the garbage dump. And Chol HaMoed, that's where you said you're going to move it to the side. Rava said, no, Hava, B'chol HaShomoed, they're both referring to Chol HaMoed. Well, this is what it means. In Nas, Achatzer, Kiryafes, if there's so much manure that the whole courtyard is like one big stable, then you can take it all the way out to the garbage dump. And the Mishnah speaks about Malich and Kelim Beis Uman. You can bring utensils to the craftsman. Umavin, you can bring it back from the craftsman. Afal Bishan El Tzerach Lamorit, even though you don't need it for the Yom Tov. Amar Papa. Rav Papa said a story. Baruklan Rava challenged us with the following question. Tznan, we have an our Mishnah. Malich and Umavin, Kelim Beis Uman, Afal Bishan El Tzerach Lamorit. You can bring utensils to the craftsman. You can take utensils from the craftsman, even if you don't need them. Or maybe I'll challenge you from Moed Katan. There we learned, Imavi and Kelim Beis Uman. On Chol HaMoed, you can't go to the craftsman and pick up your stuff and bring them home because it's too much work. It's Tircha Yaseira on Chol HaMoed. If Roshalam Shem Yiknavu, but if you know that the craftsman finished them, you're worried that they're going to get stolen from his house. Then Mephana Lachatzar Acheres, you can go and just take them to a different courtyard. Again, you can't bring them all the way back to your house because that's too much Tircha, if you're assuming that your house is far from the house of the craftsman. So you have a contradiction. Are you allowed to bring utensils from your house to the craftsman? There's a contradiction here. Are you allowed to bring utensils from the craftsman's house to your house? In our Mishnah, it says, Malichin Kalin Umevi'in Mibes Uman. You can bring that to the craftsman and you can bring them from the craftsman. But there in Moin Katan, it says, Umevi'in Kalin Mibes Uman. You're not allowed to bring them all the way back from the craftsman to your house. It's too much work. What you could do is, if you really need to, you can move it next door, but not all the way back to your house. This is what Rav Papa pointed out. So Rav Papa continued, and we gave an answer. Lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Dan bar basar. One is talking about Erev Pesach. Erev Pesach, you're allowed to bring the stuff from the craftsman's house to your house. Han the Mishnah Moed Katan says you can't schlep things so much from the craftsman's house to your house. That's a Kol Moed. They don't allow so much Tircha. Alternatively, you can give another answer. We're both talking about Chol Moed. Below Kashlan a contradiction. Kavam Ma'amino. There where they said that you can't go bring them from the craftsman to your house because you trust the craftsman. He's not going to sell it to somebody else. Kanan our Mishnah would say you can go to the craftsman's house and bring them home. You don't trust that he's not going to sell it to somebody else. You're worried he might sell it to somebody else. Since you're worried about a possible loss, that's you can bring it back on Chol Moed. Says the Gemara Vatanya. We also learned this way in a Braisa. Maybe in Kim and Besa Uman, you're allowed to bring objects from the craftsman back home. You go on Akad Mibesa Kadad, like the barrel from the barrel maker, Hakos Mibesa Zagag, the cup from the glass maker. Avalot Seven Mibne Atzaba, but you can't bring these things. You can bring the barrel and the cup because they're needed for Chol Moed. They're needed for Yom Tov. Avalot Samri Mibesa Atzaba, you can't take the wool from the painter. You can't take other utensils from the house of the craftsman if they're not needed for the Yom Tov. But if the craftsman needs you to pick it up because he needs you to pay him because he doesn't have what to eat, so just pay him. Leave the utensils there. Still don't schlep them. But if you're not, you don't want to leave them with him because you don't trust him, put it in the house next to him. If you were, they're going to be worried you're stolen from there, then avim b'tzin of a soch basin. And you can bring it into your house as long as you do it quietly. So you see what we just said, that this idea of whether or not you leave it with him or you bring it home or take it away from him is a function of whether you trust him. So when I say, one second, teratz to mevin. Okay, so you have a good answer to the contradiction about whether or not you can bring things back from the craftsman. Alif and Kasha, you still have a problem about bringing things to the craftsman. The Ketani, because it says in the Mishnah Moed Katan Emevin, you can't bring things to the craftsman. In our Mishnah, it says you could bring things to the craftsman. The Ketani, there it says Emevin, the Kolshkin Emelichin. Right there, it says you can't bring things back from the craftsman, and certainly you can't take things to the craftsman in the first place. In our Mishnah, though, it says you are allowed to bring things to the craftsman. Ella, so rather, machvar to kedushinim yekara, the right answer, the answer we said before. There's a difference between Erev Pesach and Chol Moed. On Erev Pesach, you can bring things to the craftsman, bring them back from the craftsman. On Chol Moed, there may be a problem of bringing to the craftsman or bringing back from the craftsman. Okay, Ad Kan, Daf Nun Hey.